Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com. 1-2-3-2-2-9-3-6-6-3. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here at Herb Talk. We like to empower you, so that's what we're going to do. Yes, Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show for the first part of the show. Oh, by the way, thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. So the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about the human evolution, the gene modification that's going on. Absolutely interesting. Sick, but interesting. Also, for the second part of the show, we're going to be talking with a nutritionist, Dr. James LaValle. And he is quite accomplished and an author. And he's going to be giving a heads up to us on probiotics. The good, the bad, the ugly, the benefits, the not so bad stuff out there. And so we're going to look at that. And so he'll be joining us for the second half of the show. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm lifting the nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. So the devotional, how to have a devotional. Got to give God his devotion. Matthew 5. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Absolutely. Don't hide your talents, your gifts under a bushel. Let the light shine. Share your talents. Make it known to all men. And give God the credit because he deserves all the credit every day, all the time. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, what do we got here? Antibiotics. Going to be made out of fish slime. Ooh, are you ready? Yeah, this, they said the mucus layer on fish protects them from injuries and infections. And they said it's a type of bacteria that does that. And they think it'll be a benefit to take that fish slime and make new antibiotics out of it. That's right. So this is a study of researchers at Oregon State University. They discovered the existence of this beneficial bacteria in the mucus layer of the juvenile fishies out there. And good bacteria, they said, will attack microorganisms without making you sick. So if you want to check this out, you can read about it. It's up out there on the internet, just Oregon State University Fish Slime Antibiotics, and you'll find it there. They say it has the potential to kill MRSA infections. You know, the hospital-borne bacteria. All right, moving along in the quack report. Gene experiments on humans, they say, will see massive organ factory farms for animals growing human organs to enrich the transplant industry. What? Oh, yeah. Animal-human hybrids are now being made. And, of course, we're being told it's for the service of man and for the health industry so that people can have, you know, replacement kidneys and hearts and livers and all that good stuff. So they want this steady creation of supply of organs because, you know what, not too many people are donating their organs anymore. The organ transplant industry has taken a big hit, you know. Less fatalities, too, which created, you know, I guess the supply of organs that way. So they gotta do something. So that's what they're gonna do. So, I know this is just really shocking to me. The ethics is a big, you know, I think they're going way over the boundaries there, but that's what they're gonna do. So once they get, something fertilized that's, all part human, part animal, they're gonna implant the embryo in an animal uterus. And when it is born, they're gonna harvest, they're gonna kill it. And then they're going to harvest the organs. So they say less chance of rejection and everything else. But, you know, there's a big question mark as to, you know, the genetic transfer. And we're going to get into some of that tonight in the first part of the show. And, you know, just what they're going to be creating here. Last but not least in the quack report, herbal medicine, they say, has antiviral effects effective against influenza. Woo! Yep, scientists are now looking at alternative ways of dealing with these microorganisms that create flu bugs. Also, the study was published in the American Journal of Chinese Medicine. Ohio State University has been looking into the antiviral properties of your herbal medicines, and they say these compounds in these plants have medicinal power. They have proteins, and they tend to inhibit the spread of the virus. They can't replicate, so this is why you get an immune boost from them. So herbal medicines are also believed, they say, to target host cell signaling pathways on the antiviral activities, another way of destroying the virus's attack on your body. So I love herbs. God's herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. Take that to the bank. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're gonna jump start this second half of the show. By the way, for those of you that have been on the powerherbs.com website, take advantage of the herbal detective discount, mystery discount, because that won't be up there forever. So you want to take advantage of that while you can and see what your mystery discount coupon is and save if you're starting to stock up on things for cold and flu and stuff like that. So check that out. Powerherbs.com. All right, we're going to be talking about the human evolution, the gene modification. Now, this is really the study of molecule genetics, right? And it started as early as the 1850s. People don't know this. It started with an Augustine friar by the name of Gregory Mendel, who was really the first to trace inheritance patterns in pea plants. And then, of course, they applied that to the humans. So after the inheritance patterns, you know, came research on your genes, then the discovery of the DNA in the 1940s and 50s. So the genetic code was really established by science by 1953 and gene expression by the 1970s. So thus the birth of genetic engineering and the breeding experiments and the GMOs and the gene editing all started back then. So thus the birth of the genetic engineering and the breeding experiments that we're seeing today is, you know, based on, you know, went all the way back to the 1850s. Now by 1983, the first genetic disease, Huntington's disease, they said that it was mapped by science because the manipulating of gene species is being evolved by science. And they're wanting, they tell us to understand disease better and try to prevent disease and prevent a lot of genetically transferable issues. So from here, science is supposedly discovering that your genes are responsible for things like cancers and other types of diseases. So we must not forget, though, that science has taken molecule genetics to the boundaries of ethics with cloning and then recently combining species, you know, human and animal. So secrets in this area of science are pretty much forbidden in the halls of science. You're not supposed to have secrets, you're supposed to share. And so the scientific world agreed to share all their discoveries pertaining to genetics with what is called the Bermuda Principle. So we're told that this research is necessary for science to learn how to prevent disease and make us healthier. But we're going to check this out, and we're going to see where this is going and what it's doing. Here's a quote from the Bermuda Principle. Okay, it says, to ensure that genome sequence information led as rapidly as possible to advances in healthcare and research, the process is coordinated by the Human Genome Organization called HUGO, and this information is to be placed up on HUGO's website so it can be shared among scientists. So it's there for everybody to kind of look at. So what was the original goal of all this? Well, the genetics movement of the early 1900s really didn't have the intention to improve on human health care or quality of human life. That's not where they were at back then. It was to select genetic qualities and through breeding create a better human race. So in 1910, the Eugenics Record Office was founded in Long Island, New York. And their 1927 publication stated this, quote, the goal of eugenics is to improve the natural physical, mental, and temperamental qualities of the human race, end of quote. So the scientists were really going to decide who was unfit and who was fit to breed. So a genetic pattern of inheritance would establish who had families and who did not. So these standards required involuntary sterilization practices. So Hitler was not the only one wanting to change the human gene pool. Everybody thought it was him, but it was way before him. So the scientists thought that they could apply the same principles they were using to genetically modify plants and animals to humans. So the reason given to the public, of course, was to so that conditions like retardation and psychiatric illness and physical disabilities could be eliminated. That's what they told everybody. They also declared that eugenics would also eradicate poverty and criminality. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at this genetic disorder, because genetic disorder is also called inborn errors of metabolism. That's what science calls it. When it's in humans, is normally a result of something that instigates a change or disruption in enzymes. I want you to remember that. This is real important. This is very basic. This is where it starts. This is where your genetic modification starts, is with a change or a disruption in enzymes. So what has the power to change or disrupt enzymes? Well, according to the National Library of Medicine, there are a number of things that can cause this change. It could be your diet, Remember we said, you know, if you go from a junk food diet to a healthy diet within, you know, a few days, 7 days, 6 days, you change your DNA. So diet does influence the enzymes of your genes. There also toxic substances is on the list, as well as the vaccines also change enzymes. And we're going to get into that in a minute. So their report, according to the National Library of Medicine, their report didn't elaborate on the types of foods or toxins. And some people speculate that genetically modified foods may qualify, even though some of the research has denied such occurrence. Now, in 2014, there was a report from the National Vaccine Information Center, and it stated that the live strains or vector vaccines have the potential to cause gene mutations and cause health disorders. So there are at least six different types of GM vaccines in production. And here is a quote from the National Vaccine Information Center. This is back in 2014. So what they said, the development of experimental genetically engineered live virus vaccines and virus vector vaccines, especially those that are being fast-tracked, have the potential to cause unknown negative effects on human health and the environment. There is a vacuum of knowledge about the potential of live, attenuated, and genetically engineered vaccine viruses to mutate and recombine with other viruses and create new viruses that will cause disease or affect the integrity of the human genome, the human microbiome, and the healthy functioning of the immune and neurological systems. And then this is a quote from the Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health, November 2006. They wrote, genetically modified viruses and genetically engineered virus vector vaccines possess significant unpredictability and a number of inherent harmful potential hazards, such as horizontal transfer of genes is well established, new hybrid viruses, progenies resulting from genetic recombining between GM vaccine viruses and their naturally occurring relatives. This may possess totally unpredictable characteristics with regard to host preferences and disease-causing potentials. End of quote. Also, Dr. Vicky DeBold, she's Director of Research and Patient Safety at National Vaccine Information Center. She says, we don't know what portion of the genetically modified DNA can be incorporated into the human genome, and we don't know what portion could be inheritable to children. We don't know what happens to the immune system when it is exposed to DNA that has been recombined with other GM genes. So what diseases may occur are unknown, and the use of foreign DNA in various forms has great potential to cause harm because it can turn DNA switches on or off. End of quote. Now, we've talked about those switches before here on Herb Talk, so I think you kind of know where I'm going with this. Well, let's look at these underpinnings, because we've got some genetic underpinnings, because research from the Mayo Clinic stated in September 2011 that your vaccines, such as your measles vaccine, have genetic underpinnings that can hack genetic code. Yes, these scientists know what course they are embarking on, and they are going to do it anyway. So in 1977, the International Review of Cytology, Volume 51, stated that the foreign DNA in treatment transforms the cells and can cause cell malignancy. This is why we've heard certain doctors say that vaccines are the cause for a lot of integrative diseases, including cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. And here's why. When you have foreign DNA enter the human body or into an animal, it transcribes into the cell to create a different organism. This process then releases bacterial DNA, which promotes cancer-causing malignancy. This is not just the human sector, but also in veterinarian medicine. So in 1975, science discovered that the virus causing cancer in animals had a special enzyme called reverse transcriptase. Now here we're back to the enzymes again, aren't we? So these are viruses known as RNA viruses, which have been created to form DNA strands to integrate into the host DNA and infect it. So modern medicine knows they're killing people and pets. with vaccination treatments. They already know this. I mean, if I can find this research, your vet can find it, your medical doctor can find it, you can find it. So what modern medicine is really changing your DNA and changing your pet's DNA. So the research of Dr. Robert Simpson of Rutgers University reported on the DNA and your vaccines, and he wrote that the RNA viruses, which do not cause the cancer, do form DNA without needing the reverse transcriptase. He says when this happens, modern medicine calls this a provirus, which these proviruses are cells that can sit dormant or latent for long periods of time without producing any symptoms of disease. Dr. Simpson gave some examples of the common RNA viruses that don't really directly cause cancer, but can form the proviruses that are. So he said, here's your virus screens. Influenza, measles, mumps, and polio. So out of those vaccines they're giving everybody, they have the potential to create a time bomb of disease. Okay, this is from science, not me. This is what they're saying. So a German scientist, Zichenko, in 1967 reported that the multiple sclerosis disease was provoked by the following vaccinations: smallpox, typhoid, tetanus, polio, tuberculosis, diphtheria, and rabies. Wow. So these research specialists, you know, they published this. This was in the British Medical Journal in 1967. So when humans are inoculated with disease, not against disease, but with disease, like influenza, measles, mumps, polio, what is really happening is that modern medicine is seeding the body of the patient with RNA-forming proviruses, which after a long period of time will reawaken, delivering another generation of chronically ill patients to modern medicine to, you know, deal with, make money off of. So these GM vaccines are given to children, adults, and pets. Your vapor or inhaled vaccines are also incorporating these GM pathogens, these vector viruses, which will, you know, create enzyme problems for you. Here's a quote from the National Library of Science, Institute of Health, November 2006. They said, there is inadequate knowledge to define either the probability or unintended events or the consequences of genetic modifications. There are potential risks involved. The use of genetically modified viruses and genetically engineered virus vector vaccine. End of quote. Yeah. Yeah. And the drug companies take a pass. Well, make no mistake, science is very clear. It's there. I'm not making this up. I'm reading reports. And scientific medicine is modifying the human genome and creating new types of disease. So it is corrupting human DNA and RNA, weakening the human race and animals. So where this is, will continue to go is into an arena that knows no ethical boundaries. Mm-hmm. So we just reported on that in the Quack report. So human and animal hybrids already being done, and especially in some countries, I think, Asian continents. So science wants to create animals with humans, and animals with humans, animals with human intellect is really what they're shooting for. So they want a new species, and they want to create as many as they can. So it's not just about, you know, organ transplants here. It's about being God. That's what it's about. So the intention is clear, and it's really not to understand disease better and to make us healthier and make our lives easier. It's not about that. Okay? That's not what it's about. That's the distraction. So you need to make preparations now. Don't wait to get ready, because now really is the time you want to prepare yourself and gain the knowledge you need, and you want to be able to protect yourself from a lot of dangerous medical treatments within modern medicine. Now, modern medicine does have some fabulous treatments. Trauma care, for one, is okay, right? But when you get to the internal medicine disorders and diseases and treatments, I find not so nice. Not so nice. So you can boost your immune system, as medicine is now confirming, with herbs. And you can protect yourself from influenza and viruses and other, even the childhood diseases. If you're not malnutritious, if you're not malnourished and you've got a healthy body going, a lot of these childhood diseases for kids is not an issue. It's a temporary discomfort, but it's not an issue. Unhealthy kids, it's not a problem. And many a country doctor has said the same thing down through the years. You know, it's always the malnourished kids that have a problem. So make sure you're healthy. Make sure you're eating a clean diet. I personally avoid the vaccines, but if you want to learn how to reverse a vaccine, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll inform you there and provide you with some tools. Yep. And give them a call. Their number's toll free at 866-229-3663. They have the whole food organic formulas. They have a bunch of immune boosters there. You might go through the cold and flu season without a flu shot and not even get sick. Hey, you can do that. You have that power. And they have a pandemic kit. It's 10-year shelf life. Check that out. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. If you want to go online, ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, they do have their herbal detective campaign going, which is kind of fun and interactive. So you can just go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, and there's a banner there. It's can't miss Sherlock Holmes. There he is. And just click on him, and you'll get an integrative, takes you a minute. I think it's like 2 questions. Yep. Test your detective intelligence. And then what happens is you'll get your herbal certificate, your detective certificate in the email with your mystery discount code. And you can use that on their website at powerherbs.com and save. So a lot of people are taking advantage of that. Jumpstart your cold and flu stuff, your sinus infection stuff, getting ready for, you know, vaccines with back to school. You want an alternative. So look for things like that on the powerherbs.com website, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And take advantage of the free newsletters that they offer you as well on thepowerherbs.com. Sign up under the books and newsletters tab. No subscription. Get healthy information in your email each week. So check that out as soon as you can. Get on board and get really great information you're not going to hear on your local news. Absolutely great stuff. Okay, so we're going to be taking a break here, but when we come back, we're going to be talking to our special guest, nutritional expert, Dr. James LaValle, and we'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Double O 7, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
With us today, we have the very special Dr. James Laval. Now, Dr. Laval is an internationally recognized clinical pharmacist. He's an author. He's board certified clinical nutritionist and a naturopathic doctorate. He has 30 years of clinical experience, and he has worked with the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And he has also done personalized health, wellness, and diet and performance strategies for them. He is best known for his expertise in metabolic and integrative medicine with an extensive background in natural products, lifestyle, drug, nutrition depletion, and uncovering the underlying metabolic issues that keep people from feeling healthy and vital. He has developed health programs for the fitness industry, healthcare companies, and professional sport teams, including Corvette Race Team, Orlando Magic, Chicago Blackhawks, and Anaheim Ducks. He is also appointed faculty member and course director for the Integrative Medicine Postgraduate Program at George Washington University School of Medicine. And Dr. Laval is also author of more than 20 books, including Cracking the Metabolic Code, Nutritional Cost of Drugs, and Your Blood Never Lies. He's been named one of the 50 most influential pharmacists by the American Druggist magazine. He joins us now. Welcome to the show, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Absolutely wonderful. And you're here to enlighten us about probiotics, because a lot of people have questions about that. You know, they just want to know what are they good for? You know, how do I know what a good brand to buy? What should I look for?
Yeah, you know, I think the big thing that people need to understand is that, you know, probiotics, I mean, my gosh, I've been giving probiotics for the 37 years that I've been working on people, so it's not something new, but finally it's kind of come to the light of everyone, and now all of a sudden there's probiotics in your cereal and probiotic drinks, and everybody's chugging kombucha, and, you know, it's understanding that really taking care of your gut flora has just tremendous metabolic benefits for you, because in general, probiotics in your microbiome really dictate what's going on with your immune system, what's happening with inflammation in your body, and, you know, understanding how to take care of your microbiome, knowing what kind of probiotics are, you know, good to reach for, what's the difference between them. I think it's really important for people, and I think there's a lot of confusion out there.
Well, okay, so, like, people sometimes will say, well, aren't probiotics just vitamins? Are they?
Yeah, I mean, probiotics are different than vitamins, right? I mean, probiotics are a part of your human flora. They literally reside in your digestive system, and they end up creating a host of metabolic reactions in your body. So, you know, making sure that your healthy flora is there on a consistent basis. And I have to tell you, it's compromised in a lot of people. So anybody, you know, it's estimated 25% of the current drugs on the market disrupt the human microbiome. So if you're low-dose antibiotics regularly or oral contraceptives, or if you're on the drug for diabetes called metformin, or if you're taking proton pump inhibitors or other acid-blocking medication or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen, you're compromising your flora. So and then you can add stress and the fact that most people aren't eating high-fiber foods, they aren't eating plant-based diets, they're not getting enough fiber. All the more important reason why probiotics are at the front of everyone's mind, because a lot of people are complaining of having digestive stress. And so it really does, the reason I think it's kind of at a shrill in terms of the marketing and everything else that's going on and all of the discovery going on the microbiome, it's because we're finally realizing just how important it is that we keep the microbiome intact because of all these influences on our health.
Absolutely. When I was in herb school, way back in the Middle Ages, no. But I was in herb school. Yeah, long time ago. But yeah. One of my professors said the body's most important organ is the bowel because it's the last stop for toxin removal, and it's a very important organ. And so that was his opinion. And I see a lot of connection and domino effects when, you know, our bowel's not functioning well. We do come down with a lot of problems.
I remember Bernard Jensen, The Chemistry of Man, one of the first books I read, I think in 1980. It was a long time ago. It was Death Begins in the Colon. And what we're realizing now, and I have to tell you, there was only about 10 scientific publications going out a year in 1980 on the gut flora, and now we're seeing hundreds being published per year. And, you know, it's really understandable. For one, if a consumer's got, you know, questions about, well, hey, what's a probiotic, or gee, I'd like to look up information, they can go to probiotics.com. I actually write and answer questions for that, so there's certainly a resource for them there. And obviously, you know, a lot of different herbs at least help with improving the mucosal barrier and helping to recrete the epithelial cells of the gut so that you can rebuild that gut lining. But a lot of people don't understand the difference. Everybody thinks that taking a refrigerated probiotic, for example, is a better probiotic to take. And the reality is the temperature stress that you have when you pull that probiotic in and out of the refrigerator actually affects the bacteria that are in the bottle, and it can end up depleting the potency of it. And so one of the first things I try to get people to look for is look for products that are room temperature stable, and the other one is that they're guaranteed for their dosage to the date of expiration, not at the time of manufacturing. And that's a big point. There's an art to making probiotics, and today we're just kind of throwing them in things and going, oh, wow, hey, here's 40 probiotics, and here's like a billion of them per capsule. That doesn't always mean that it's better. It just means that it's more.
Yeah. Well, you taught me something there. I always thought the refrigerated ones were better for you, but you're saying no.
Refrigerated products can be a benefit, but, for example, one of my favorite probiotics, and for a couple of reasons. One is because they've studied it in humans, and they've shown it to be in benefit in allergies and colds and flu, but it also helps with GI symptoms, and it also helps with managing lipids. Because, you know, it's interesting. You know, one of the big things I've studied for, the last, 3.5 decades is the whole process of inflammation in the body, and there's this new concept called metaformation or metabolic inflammation in the body. And where it's where you start to see these shifts are in things like your lipids, where all of a sudden you're making more bad lipids and they're oxidized and you're not processing your cholesterol as well. Here it turns out that certain probiotics can have a dramatic effect on that. And so I love, you want a good room temperature stable, guaranteed to expiration products that have been studied in humans is the Chiodophilus family. They got a family of probiotics, that have, you know, proven they've got a, what's called the friendly trio, which I love, because it contains three different flora, all of which have been studied extensively. And that's what I encourage people to try to figure out is the probiotics you're taking, what's the strength behind it? It doesn't always matter what the count is on the probiotic. You've got to get the one you can count on, right? You got to get the one that you know has been studied and is going to feed in your intestine, make a change in your immune system, help you with processing cholesterol, make changes in that immune response during cold and flu season. And that's kind of one of the reasons I've been talking about, because there's so much information coming out on probiotics now, and everyone's, you know, getting their poop assessed, and they're going, oh my God, my diversity is horrible. You know, what am I going to do? And it just takes a rational approach.
Well, absolutely. And you mentioned herbs for digestion. One of the herbs I really like a lot is gentian root. Have you ever heard about that?
Well, of course.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I think you have a whole family of herbs that are effective with digestion, right? You can look at things like holy basil for helping calm down irritable bowel, and
right.
I love slippery elm and marshmallow for developing the mucus coat. I mean, I just think there's a tremendous value on the botanical side.
Well, yeah. Well, the gentian root was interesting because they make vermouth out of it, and if you recall, back in the 40s and 50s. People would have before dinner cocktail, and
yeah.
It always had vermouth in it, and it was really designed to prep their digestion for dinner, so that it prevents overeating. So I think during the holidays, people should stock some of that.
I think that's exactly right. That's the pre-dinner aperitif, right? It's supposed to be a digestive tonic for us. That would, you know, help to get our gastric juices going and start signaling our brain that, hey, there's going to be food coming. And it's one of the big roles of probiotics people don't realize. Even though I think the jury's out as to whether or not you're going to take probiotics and lose weight directly from a probiotic, the one thing's for sure, that when your beneficial flora are intact and your diet is rich in fiber and you're feeding that flora, the beneficial flora make hormones that send a signal to your brain to say, all right, we're full. And if we don't get that signal, we overeat. And so I think there's a tremendous amount we're going to learn. We're scratching the surface on the value of the microbiome right now. And I know in my practice, I'm always combining, you know, utilizing herbs, utilizing nutrients, making sure that those pre and probiotic flora are present. And then, you know, really being able to, you know, get people back to a state where their energetics are in balance. And I think it's something that we're missing now. We're always trying to push people instead of get them back in balance.
Right. Would you say that, probiotics are good, are okay for children? And, what would be too young to use?
Well, I'll tell you, there was an interesting study on probiotics on giving women probiotics in their third trimester, and what they found was that it reduced the risk of, you know, eczema and allergy and dermatitis in infants, because, you know, more and more infants are getting skin disorders and esophageal reflux and all those kind of things. And so for me, I mean, I've even given a little bit of, if I have an infant that, you know, obviously is, you know, colicky or they're having problems with their intestines, I would even have the mother dip their finger in a little bit of probiotic and then just rub it, you know, on the inside of the child's mouth.
Right.
But I think that for young children, probiotics are valuable, because you've got to remember, a lot of kids are on antibiotics at an early age. A lot of them have developed food intolerances or allergies earlier and earlier now. And that's just all a byproduct of, you know, the microbiome being off, but then also the whole lining of the intestine basically being in an immunologic, inflammatory, and histaminic response. So, you know, when the gut gets, you know, permeable changes occur, where the gut's more permeable and the immune system's more acted up, the, you know, probiotics are intimately involved in helping to regulate that and then make the nutrients. So, you know, you need butyrate to get your epithelial cells to fatten up and be healthy. Well, if you don't have probiotics, you know, good microflora in your gut, you don't make the butyrate that you need. So it's really, I think, important from the time, that, you know, and, you know, from infancy on. I mean, women have even, and I'm sure you know, women have, you know, if they were breastfeeding, would place it on their breast and then allow their, you know, their infant when they're breastfeeding to take in a little bit of probiotic. So, you know, I think it's incredibly important, you know, from cradle to the grave. I mean, once you turn 50, your probiotic flora start to die off, and there's actually been some study, actually with that Chirodophilus brand, where they showed improvement in cold and flu in individuals. And you know, in the older population, it's one of the big causes of death is, you know, cold and flu. And so we lose our microflora. A lot of our immune system is based in our gut. And, you know, if we lose it, we don't have it available to help us fight the fight when we get a bug.
Well, you mentioned probiotics.com that you kind of write for. There's a survey there, according to what your PR firm sent over. So what can people expect from the survey if they take it?
Yeah, I mean, the survey is a good guideline to try to give you an idea of what probiotic might be right for you. I think that in some instances, everybody's going to the massive dose probiotics. They start with, I got 100 billion units. Oh, I've got 200 billion units. Oh, I've got a billion units, right? And honestly, if you're in relatively good health, just getting a probiotic that is even modest in strength, but effective at seeding in the intestine and then causing a change in your chemistry will do the trick. And so the whole purpose of that survey was to try to get people to begin to understand, hey, which one's right for me? And certainly once people have more significant issues, they can go into the, you know, the more max doses of, you know, 50 billion units a couple times a day while they're straightening out their gut. But that's not maintenance. You know, maintenance for most people is going to be a more modest dose.
Okay. You've mentioned also in some of your research that you've been writing about how probiotics would affect heart health and weight loss, depression, things like that, energy for people, like people who exercise maybe and compete. So, again, we're back to this body's most important organ, apparently, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, great study showing it'll lessen your time that you have a cold or flu and reduce your symptoms by as much as, you know, 34%. They gave probiotics to marathoners, and a lot of marathoners end up with a lot of, gut-induced issues, so they'll get runner's diarrhea, and a lot of it's because as they're pumping up their cortisol, you know, their gut gets more permeable and leaky, and as you reduce your blood flow to your gut, you kill off your beneficial flora. So, you know, people that train for long periods of time are more prone for their gut flora to be broken down. And, you know, that's something that a lot of people don't realize. So, you know, for a lot of athletes, probiotics are incredibly important. And, you know, it's interesting on weight loss. I'm not sure whether we could say, probiotics help you lose weight directly, but there's no doubt that there's a link between an imbalance in your flora and if you're gaining weight or not. And then, as I already mentioned, probiotics are going to knock inflammation down. When you knock inflammation down, your insulin receptors work better, your thyroid receptors work better. You get your appetite control back as your probiotic flora is sending messages to the brain by making hormones that communicate with the brain. And then even with depression, it's interesting, even though I think it's early on, it does make sense because, you know, a lot of your body's neurochemicals are actually made in the gut. So most of your serotonin is made in the gut. A lot of GABA is made in the gut. So is dopamine. And so it's just really important to know, why is this so valuable to be thinking about your gut health? I mean, one of the biggest things I try to do with people is get them to use more fiber, because a lot of people just aren't getting enough fiber in their diet, because, when you get in fiber, fiber acts to help feed the flora.
Well, yeah, and it also, people don't understand that, and they don't understand that when you eat more fiber, it absorbs more water in the bowel, and it swells, and then it presses against the colon wall to stimulate nerve endings of the bowel muscle to move you, So people don't realize that's what's happening, too, so they can be more regular.
Absolutely. And, when I talk to people about fiber and I tell them, probably 25 grams a day is the way to go, minimum. Be great if you could get more than 25, maybe, get upwards of even 50. But getting 25 grams of fiber a day means you need 12 servings of vegetables and fruit. Or, a serving of legumes is 8. Some people get gassy, can't tolerate legumes. So, including things like chia seeds and hemp hearts and flaxseed meal and making sure you're eating plenty of plant foods, all are an important way to get that flora nourished. And then I really believe, because of the amount of stress people are under today, a lot of people get a lack of sleep. They've had a rich drug history, that taking beneficial flora or taking a probiotic can be incredible. And like I said, if you want to save fat, one of the easiest ones is to just, look at Chiodophilus family. I mean, I know, the research on it is fantastic. He's stable, guaranteed expiration. And there's other brands out there that obviously people go, hey, I'm taking a probiotic and I feel great. Well, if you feel great from it and all your belly problems are gone, maybe stick with it, right? I mean, I always tell people, stick with what's working for you.
Well, Dr. LaValle, before we run out of time, any thoughts on probiotics connection with maybe thyroid function?
Well, I think it's pretty important, actually, because the thing on thyroid, a lot of people are turning up with autoimmune thyroid these days. And what the recent literature is saying is that it's because there's a lot of circulating lipopolysaccharide or circulating endotoxin, and how that gets made in your body is when your flora dies off, and that lipopolysaccharide attaches to your thyroid, and it attaches to other organs like your heart and other tissues, and triggers inflammation and immunologic response. And so without a doubt, there's a gut-thyroid connection, just like there's a gut-brain connection.
Well, good points. And you mentioned drug history. People, drugs do, make metabolic changes to the system. In your opinion, would that also include vaccines?
Well, yeah. I mean, when you read some of the literature, say on MMR, for example, if you talk to the docs that are big in treating the spectrum disorder kids, they really believe that MMR can have a dramatic impact on the gut flora and changing the immunologic expression in the gut. And so, without a doubt. And I think it's more than just the vaccine. See, I happen to think that, some children come into this world with 290-plus chemicals already in their body with an incredibly challenged immune system before one thing is given to them. And so I think that there's a lot of complexity. Actually, in my clinic in Ohio before I moved to California, we had a preconception clinic, postnatal care. I had an OB-GYN working for me who was very sharp in natural therapies. And so we ended up working on a lot of these kids. And, invariably, food elimination, getting rid of high phenol dyes, all those kind of foods, getting those kind of foods out, restoring the beneficial flora would not only help them get, more sustained and regular bowel movements, but would calm them down and improve their behavior patterns as well.
Okay. Well, we're almost out of time. So if there was three things our audience listeners should remember about probiotics, what would those three things be?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing that people should do is that they should look for a probiotic that is, temperature stable, guaranteed expiration, has human studies behind it, and realize that the type of diet that they have is really popular going ketogenic these days. And very high-fat diets actually kill off your flora. That's been published multiple times. So, you know, really, you know, take note of what type of diet I should eat. Look for a probiotic that you definitely can count on that's going to give you the results that you're looking for.
Well, all very good information. Is there maybe a website or a blog they can go to learn more about your investigations on probiotics and other things?
Yep. I mean, probiotics.com is a great place. They can always check out, you know, jimlavelle.com. Obviously, I'm on Twitter at @jimlavelle. So certainly I'm always putting out a lot of information on gut health and along with all the other kind of topics we talked about, everything from the adrenals to thyroid to, you know, the immune system. So we're always out there trying to educate folks on how they can better take care of themselves.
Well, always good information to have, and you've been such a delight and so good of you to be with us this evening. And don't forget out there, jimlavelle.com, and if you're on Twitter, @JimLavelle. So take advantage of also that survey on the probiotics.com website out there. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and you have a blessed evening.
Thank you so much. It was a real pleasure.
You take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, so that was Dr. Jim Lavelle, and got the scoop on probiotics. I hope you guys learned some good and valuable information there. I did. I always thought the refrigerated kind, Frank, was the best kind to have. You know, maybe I was wrong about that. But I give the refrigerated kind to my dog, too. I should have asked him about pets. I forgot. But anyway, I just think probiotics are an interesting tool. And there's so many different varieties of combinations of the floras that you can get in those, and you may try a few, and you may not, you know, find the one you like until you try maybe two or three of them. And that's what happened to my family, is we finally settled on the one we liked. So everybody's a little different out there, and of course Dr. Lavelle was correct. Your lifestyle is real important, so don't just, you know, put 100% of your bank in probiotics. You got to do your part two with what you're putting in the system along with your probiotics. So good information. I enjoyed that segment. It's really great stuff. We're just about out of time, but don't forget, if you're going to be taking part in the Herbal Detective Mystery Discount Code, you got to do so real quick before that disappears and the detective moves on to a new case. ThePowerHerbs.com, just click on the banner, Herbal Detective. You can't miss Sherlock Holmes there. And follow the instructions and get your mystery discount code. So you can use that on ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where you find all this stuff, at ThePowerHerbs.com. And you can stock up and save. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.